In the former ages there never was the state or pride in their apparel as here has been of late. Father Adam and his wife, they did never in their life the least admire rich attire. They were not at strife for silks or satins or shining gold. Poor silly fig leaves served for to keep them from the cold. But now 'tis turned, we see, to silks and bravery. Young sparks admire rich attire mounted cap a pie. We have been degraded by gallants long ago, and told of our high toppings, this of a truth you know, with our paint and powdered hair. But I think we may declare, you cannot blame us nor defame us, though the same we wear. Having now followed us in our pride, with silks a shining gold, nay, and 20 things beside. Now gallants off the game, henceforward never blame. Young maids nor women for their trimming, first yourselves reclaim. Is it not apparent from what we daily see, that all your chief delight is in prodigality? While you study night and day for new fashions rich and gay, with wig and rapier how you vapor at each ball and play. Where if you find anything that's new, the tailor must be fetched without any more ado. Now gallants of the game, henceforward never blame. Young maids nor women for their trimming, first yourselves reclaim. Men of old delighted in modest locks of hair, which now of late are slighted for ranting gallants wear. Wigs that dangle to each waist with their garments fringed and laced, which bully Hector's jilt protectors think that they are graced. When they do strut it like peacocks gay, in feathers bought on trust for which they'll forget to pay. Then gallants of the game henceforward never blame. Young maids nor women for their trimming, first yourselves reclaim. See the bowish button can of a turnip seize, to keep up Carolina from hanging o'er their eyes. With buttonholes beside, which are near as large and wide, upon each jacket as Joan's placket, can it be denied? Sleeves hanging over their knuckles, sir, like to a pair of pokes for to carry provender. Then gallants blush for shame, henceforward never blame. Young maids nor women for their trimming, first yourselves reclaim. They must have the rapier with a rich silver hilt, a knot of gaudy ribbons, though not a groat of gilt, with a ranting, tearing moth. Thus the flaunting bully huff looks like a pagan, you'd imagine he hath means enough. Yet let me tell you, these modish beaux are often in a strait and obliged to pawn their clothes. Thus, gallants of the game, henceforward never blame. Young maids nor women for their trimming, first yourselves reclaim. Such conceited codsheads was never known before, while in their gaudy plums how they view themselves all o'er. Nay, the wig must have a fling for to show the diamond ring. 'Tis state and pleasure out of measure and a glorious thing to show the ladies their excellence. Thus with their ranting pride they have scarce a grain of sense. Then gallant of the game henceforward never blame. Young maids nor women for their trimming, first yourselves reclaim.